The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
All right, what is good, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Ralph Tronchi, and you're listening to The Week's Peak. So today we had a great episode with the one and only world-famous international basketball trainer, Ryan Rizuki. This is a trainer that, you know, I've personally known of for probably about 2, maybe 3 months. But I never really followed him, you know. I saw the boy Flight Reacts went in and trained at his gym, and I'm like, hold up, you know, I recognize that trainer, you know. So I was like, oh man, that's Ryan, you know. So it was dope to have him on. It was dope to have a conversation with him. There's definitely a lot of wise words that came out of his mouth today, you know. I think, you know, you'll learn a lot about what it means to work hard and what it means to put your all into everything. And even when you get to that peak in your life where you want to be, that peak where, you know, you've been climbing for years, you know, even when you get to that point, you know, it's still time to grind. It's not time to slow down. It's not time to stop, to rest, but it's time, you know, you might as well pick up the pace a little bit, even more, you know? But without further ado, here is, our interview with, Ryan Rizuki. All right, how's it going, y'all? So, as I gave that little brief description, we have the one and only Ryan Rizuki here, world famous basketball trainer, you know. Ryan, how's it going, sir?
Man, everything's always good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for joining me, and we got some good questions for you. Hopefully nothing you haven't heard before, but, you know, some of the basic stuff for you.
For sure, yeah.
All right, so first things first, you know, how did you first fall in love with the game of basketball?
And when I was 5 years old, I got a basketball hoop. And so I was super young. I just played every day, and I watched Kobe. And that was it. I mean, end of story. I didn't care for any other sports. I quit everything else and just played basketball since, like, mm-hmm. a super young age.
Gotcha. So basketball has always been, you know, a big part of your life then?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I know you started, you know, training at a young age. Did you always want to be a trainer, or did you want to kind of take your talents to another route, maybe to the NBA or something?
No. So, I mean, I was always a decent basketball player. I wasn't a phenomenal player. But, I mean, once I hit, like, 15, 16, and I started helping out my brother a lot, I just really enjoyed helping him him and some of his teammates and some of his friends. So I made those kids a lot better. And it was pretty fun just to, like, help to grow the youth and develop them. And I was like, dang, I wish I had this when I was younger.
Right.
And so that kind of grew a love for training in that aspect. But like I said, I was super young doing it. And I started working with Jordan Lawley. And then when he left the program, I took over the program. I was more of a coach at the time. Mm. And then I started doing a lot more training when I got to about being like 18 or so. I went off to college, went to go study at San Diego State. And during the summer, I was like, oh, I'll just do some training, work with some of these kids. And slowly and surely, it just turned into a full-blown business.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Did you grow up over San Diego?
Yeah, I've always been here.
Gotcha. Nice. So, you know, I know you've done camps and trained players, obviously, here in the States, and I know Mexico, but is there any other places that you've gone?
I've been to Ecuador, I've been to Africa, and I've been to Japan. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Those are some that I've done some things in.
Gotcha. You've gone far, man. That's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I definitely want to do more of that.
Is there anywhere else, any other countries that you'd interested in going?
Everywhere. Yeah, I'd love to see every part of the world.
Nice. Cool. So, you know, as a trainer, you know, you go through and work with a lot of players. You know, how does it feel that, you know, you're able to make, you know, a difference in other players' games and how, you know, they play?
That's the sole reason we do what we do.
Mm. I like that. Is there any, you know, one specific moment that, you know, it kind of, you snapped and said, you know what, like, this is really what I'm really with other players?
A moment specifically?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe, no, you know, just a time that, you know, you kind of felt like.
When I was younger, I definitely felt that way. Just with some of the players that I worked with, I mean, the amount of passion that I had to, when you don't own your own gym, you are driving everywhere, to every single gym that you can get into, sneaking into 24 Hour Fitness, LA Fitness, high school gyms, parks, recs, whatever you can do. But I mean, I knew I was incredible at what I did because one, and probably one of the most important things is I was able to connect with every single player, you know, and they just, I love being around them. They love being around me. So that was number one, you know, and I've never been the type of coach to yell at you and get pissed and mad and run and like yell and push ups. Like, yeah, I'll be mad if you don't listen and if you don't give effort. But if you want to get better, it's so simple. And there's a blueprint to exactly what, like the types of things you need to do. So there are times when I'm just like, yeah, I'm really, really good at this. And, and not in a cocky way, but just like in a way that's like, okay, I'm reaching the kid. Like I'm giving them what they need and it's translating to the game. So what more can you ask for?
Right. Has there ever been a moment, you know, as a trainer, you just went off, like someone just wasn't listening or anything like that?
Oh yeah. All the time. That's really the only time I do it. Like I'll tell a kid, you know, I need you to dribble with the right hand or attack the basket. Or I need you to finish with the left hand. And they'll go through the drill like three times and not finish with their left hand. I'm like, did you not hear me? He's like, oh, but my left hand's not good. I'm like, what? You think I care? Like, I'm okay with you missing the layup, but you're never going to get better at it if you don't do it.
Right.
So that's like, that's the number one thing that bothers me. It's just somebody who doesn't listen.
Right. Gotcha. You know, when you first got started, well, first off, how long did it take you to secure your own place and really, you know, start your own gym?
So I've been, like I told you, I've kind of been training since I was like 18.
Right.
24 now. But I had it. I got my own gym when I was 23. In February. So, it was kind of a weird story. But I mean, I had my first NBA guy. He played with the Milwaukee Bucks. Played with the Hornets for a little bit. Played with Denver for a bit. And you know, we train every summer. Him and I got my other guy, Mark, who played zero high school basketball, and he actually graduated from the same school I did. And we started training and. He, like I was saying, he wasn't even good enough to play high school ball, but he ended up playing JUCO, D2, overseas, et cetera. He just signed an NBA contract this year.
Dang.
And I mean, if the work doesn't show there, then you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he ended up playing for the Skyhawks. And so I had a few pro guys under my belt, and I had a ton of youth kids all over the city under my belt that I've been training and developing. But Johnny had flown me out to Israel, so I'm out there working, and I get a phone call from this guy who actually owned the gym. And I didn't really hear too much from him ever. We only spoke like once or twice prior to that. But he's like, hey, if you want it, you know, let me know. And I was like, it's a no-brainer. So I ended up buying the gym from him. So it just kind of worked out perfectly for me. I didn't like I don't know, man. Like if I had to build my own gym or if I didn't have that gym, like life would be way different. You know, things just happen at the perfect time.
Man, that's great. That's great. So obviously – you know, you have a hell of a resume, you know, working with, you know, big players, you just said. Did you ever think, you know, your business would get, you know, this big where you'd be able to really train, you know, the next best players, you know?
Two things. One is, yes, I absolutely did. And two, people always look at it at that, like, which honestly is the worst thing that, like, people can do. But it's nobody's fault. But people always be like, oh, my God, you trained. You know, Mikey Williams, and you train Jazaire, and you train this dude, and this dude, and this dude. When in reality, like, if LeBron James walked into my gym tomorrow, and I train LeBron James, that does not make me any better of a trainer. And people look at it like that, and they're like, oh my God, I need to get in the gym with you. I need to get, like, the true mark, and, like, the true stamp of a trainer is, like I told you earlier, taking my guy Mark, who played zero high school basketball, and turning him into a guy who can then sign an NBA contract one day. Or taking this player that I have since he was 11 years old, Yasin, and working with him almost every single year until he, you know, gets an offer from Yale. And that's the mark of a true trainer. Or even, I'd even respect you if you took a kid who played recreational basketball, could score 0 points, and ended up scoring or averaging, you know, 7 to 8 points on the club level. Like, but nobody wants to, like, no one cares about that 12-year-old kid. Or that 13-year-old kid who couldn't even make his high school team, or you know what I'm saying, couldn't even make his middle school team, but ended up getting so much better that he becomes the, you know, the lead player for his club team. People just say, "Oh my God, like you've been in the gym with this." At the end of the day, the most important thing is who you develop, not who you train.
I like that. Like, so it doesn't matter, you know, how big that name is, as long as someone's in there trying to get better and working on their craft. You know, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, but here's what I'll say, and this is kind of where. I play the game really well. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, of course, but when I get all these big name guys in my gym, that attracts other people to come to my gym. And so I don't care what brings you through the door, but as long as you're willing to work extremely hard, I'm willing to train you and make you better. So like I've developed an entire blueprint on how to develop players and train players and make them better. And so my whole staff and I, we rock with this blueprint and it works extremely well. So, you know, if the reason you walk into the gym is because Jimmy Butler was in that gym, that's okay. But as long as you come in with the willingness to work hard and get better, I promise you, you're going to get better.
Right. Gotcha. Nice. Nice. So, you know, to those out there who, you know, might want to become a trainer, might want to open up a gym of their own or kind of go the route you're going, you know, what advice would you have for them?
Find a mentor. That's number one. Find a mentor, one or two trainers who you really respect, and just rock with them and work for free for as long as you can. Really, I mean, if you just work for free and you sacrifice everything, all your time, and you're there every minute of the day, shoot, I'll hire you.
Someone, you know, I'm 17, right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Someone will hire you. And if they don't, then they'll connect you with somebody who will.
Right.
You know, I had a videographer who came and I told him, I was like, I need you to work your butt off. I need you to get better at your craft every day. I don't make enough to hire you. This was years ago, but I'll do everything I can for you. The kid came and worked for free every single day, almost every single day. And eventually I got him a full-time job with my buddy.
Damn, that's dope. That's dope. You know, something that I've been able to listen to from these podcasts, just seeing, you know, where people started, and it's like, there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into it, you know, I'm starting to understand that.
There's no question.
Trying to,
dude, I still work 15 hours a day right now. And that's why I've been doing this for, you know, over 6 years, almost, you know, going on 7 years. And I was coaching since I was like freaking 16 years old. So super young, but you know, I still work 15 hours a day. And people don't understand that. People get jealous. Oh, you have this and that and da da da. Like, it's overnight. Like, I just woke up and it magically appeared and it was lucky.
Right.
Like, anybody could do it. It's just no one's willing to work 15 hours a day for, you know, years straight.
Right, right. Man, that's crazy. I love hearing that. You know, people, you know, they get to a point where they kind of want to be, but they still go all in about, you know. So, I like that. But anyways, what about to all the young players out there who are trying to go professional? As a trainer, you know, what is the most crucial piece of advice that you feel they need to hear in order to be successful?
Work out 2 to 3 times per day. Honestly, because not enough players do that.
Gotcha. Cool. So, like I said, I know you're you got a little time limit here. So, before we wrap it up, though, I just want to say, I think I speak for a lot of people, man. Congrats on Flight. You know, like, you helped my man improve greatly. You know, looking at the first video when he went in the gym with you, and comparing him to now, it's like, man, it's a different beast. You know,
yeah.
And you know, I've seen, you know, other people that you've trained with, and man, you're just incredible at your job. So I just want to say congrats on all the success, my guy.
I appreciate it.
Of course. So to wrap things up here, you know, on the week's peak, we don't do it by a question. You know, we don't do a final goodbye, but we ended it with some pure life advice, okay? So we take, you know, whatever we talk about in the episode and we just relate it to life and connect it to life. So, Ryan, feel free to just take a stab at it, man. Just take basketball, take, you know, everything that we've talked about in today's episode and just throw it at life, man. What is something that the people can hear that relates to this episode?
Well, I guess is that just that what I was saying earlier. I mean, you know, not a lot of people are willing to work 15 hours a day, and so whatever you want, if you just continually jab at it over and over and over again and just never give up on it, eventually you're gonna find yourself and lead you in the right path.
That's great. Cool. All right, Ryan, go ahead and feel free to tell people, you know, where they can find you, where they can find Hoop House and all that.
Yeah, I mean, you can follow me on all socials. Instagram is r2bball, YouTube is Ryan Rizuki Basketball, and then of course TikTok is r2bball as well.
Perfect. All right. Hey, Ryan Rizuki, thank you so much for joining me, my man. And good luck on everything coming your way.
Cool. I appreciate it. If you need anything, let me know.
All right. So there y'all have it. There is your interview with Ryan Rizuki. Some very deep words from right there, you know, and you see that, you know, even though he made his peak, you know, he's still going 110 miles an hour, you know, and you see, he said, you know, he's still working, you know, 15 hours a day, you know, and even though he's gotten to a point where, you know, his career has taken off as a trainer, you know, and he's still going out there. He's still putting in that work, which is incredible. It's great to see that, you know, it's something that, you know, it's a common theme that I've gone with people who have come on the show and people who you all haven't heard yet that we filmed, but we haven't uploaded yet and released. But you know, they go through a rough patch. You know, they go through the sacrifice of getting to where they want to be. But when they finally get to that peak, when they finally reach that point where they're doing what they want to do, they don't stop. They don't slow down. You know, they keep grinding, they keep pushing, they keep working 15, 16 hours a day, you know, running on low sleep, which is incredible and inspiring. You know, and that's a theme that we've tried to capture here is say that, you know, you might get to where you want to be, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to keep working, you got to keep grinding, got to keep busting your ass, you know, 24/7, you know, and keep working, keep getting better. It's all about the mentality, you know, it's all about that mindset, making sure that, you know, you are, you're doing what it takes, and one day you're gonna get to where you want to be. But at the same time, it's like once you do get to where you want to be, you know, you gotta keep working, gotta keep working hard, gotta keep grinding. But that's what it's all, that's what it's all about. And you know, something that I personally like that he said, was get a mentor. You know, like whatever you're going to do, whatever you want to succeed in, whatever, you know, get a mentor. You know, get someone who's going to be there for you, someone that you can go to when you're struggling, when you hit rock bottom, when you reach the peak. You know, I think it's important to have someone there, someone wise, someone knowledgeable, to help you through. Because, you know, obviously you're not going to know the answers to everything, you know. And you know, just as Ryan said, he had a couple mentors that helped him get to the point where he is, and now he's his own mentor to so many other young players and all that. So that being said, hopefully y'all enjoyed. We will have a great new episode coming up next Wednesday, with the boy Ezra, with our Wednesday peak. But until then, this has been the week's peak. We overcame this peak. We'll see y'all at the next one. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm Ralph Tronchi, and I'm out. Until then, adios.